The Alberta Junior Hockey League, AJHL, which is currently in its second-to-last round of playoffs, will have its annual Board of Governors meeting on April 3, where the future of the league will most likely be decided. Among issues on the docket for the league's Board of Governors is league structure and the reviewing of expansion applications, according to a statement released by the league. The 2023-2024 was the AJHL's 50th year in operation, and this offseason will most likely be the most important in its history. Spurned by the midseason departure of five teams to the British Columbia Hockey League, BCHL, the AJHL was reduced from 16 teams to just 11. Adding to that, the Lloydminster Bobcats are leaving for the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League next season. Despite the monumental shift in the league's dynamics that seemingly came out of nowhere, the AJHL determined to press on, vowing to continue the season as if nothing had happened. Now, with the season nearing its end, the decision-makers for the AJHL will most likely be deciding what the future will look like. What's most interesting is the idea of expansion. Some cities and towns across the province with adequate facilities, and wealthy enough patrons, will be looking to enter the junior hockey mix. Rumors online suggest that the AJHL might look at a place like Cold Lake, although there is no evidence to support that. With the loss of teams in Okotoks and Brooks, the most southern-based team in the AJHL is the Calgary Canucks. There are teams in Drumheller, Canmore, and Olds, but aside from that, southern and central Alberta are almost completely devoid of major junior hockey teams. So if the league's Board of Governors does indeed include discussions regarding expansion proposals, why can't Airdrie join that mix? With nearly 90,000 residents, Airdrie is significantly larger than Drumheller, Bonnyville, Drayton Valley, and Whitecourt. Airdrie's proximity to Calgary means there are large enough business interests that could financially support a team, and there are no doubt enough junior-aged players who would be interested in playing close to home. Of course, there is one glaring drawback that would scupper any idea of an AJHL expansion to Airdrie. There is no rink in Airdrie that could currently house a major junior team, and there won't be one that potentially could for the immediate future.